Now, monks like Ugozita led the uprising in Myanmar, but it was young bloggers who supplied the world with images and reports about the military government's crackdown. Since that time, some young Burmese journalists have launched a television news program called Youth Speak. It aims to give this generation of guerrilla reporters a voice. The programs produce outside the country by the exile station, the Democratic Voice of Burma, or DVB. Correspondent Rebecca Henschke went to see the producers at work in their studio in Chiang Mai in northern Thailand.
Hello, my name is Chulip. I'm from DVB Youth Voice Program.
26-year-old Chulip crossed the Thai border 3 years ago, telling her parents that she wanted to get an education. They have no idea she's now a television journalist with the Democratic Voice of Burma, or DVB. She worries they may face harassment at home from the Burmese military.
If they will know that I will working here, they might talk to my parents.
So you worry about their safety?
Yes, so I won't let them know that I'm working here. But maybe they will know someday.
Her program, Youth Speak, is a 10-minute weekly current affairs program that is broadcast via satellite into Burma to an estimated audience of 1 million people. By using satellite, they've so far successfully bypassed the Burmese government censors. Today, Chulip is editing a feature about last year's uprising led by the country's monks against the military government.
We put some children's opinion on the September uprising.
And how did you get this footage? Where did you go?
We have our inside stranger. We got the footage from them.
During the uprising, it was young journalists with mobile phone cameras who provided DVB and other exile media with footage of the protests. 27-year-old Ang Tung was one of them. He was fired from his local newspaper in Rangoon for taking photos of the protests, so he started sending his footage to exile media groups like DVB.
Everyone is on the street and they don't take care of their own life, so why should I?
Everyone was on the streets, not caring about their lives, so why should I be afraid? I used internet cafes that were in quiet, safe areas, surrounded by tall buildings. And after I sent the information, I also deleted all my browsing history so I couldn't be traced. I know people who've been arrested at internet cafes. Authorities are always tracing what people are doing, and internet cafes are the best place where they can just wait and then arrest them.
Now he says it's much harder to get information and send it outside the country. Features editor at DVB, Kim Mao So, agrees.
Giving information from telephones and internet become more dangerous. You know, the famous comedian Saganar and the editor has been, you know, put to trial because they have given news and information to foreign media. We have to work hard to get news and information under this military junta.
And with your stringers, how do you protect them? Do you have any way to protect them?
They have to change their mobile phones every 2-3 months, and they have to change their emails sort of every month.
In the lead-up to the anniversary of the uprising, DVB's website was taken offline for 2 days. Another exile news site, the Irrawaddy, has also come under cyber attack. This isn't the first time Burmese exile media websites have been blocked. The country's entire internet service was shut down for 4 days during the uprising. These days, young bloggers inside the country are keeping a low profile. One blogger who was among the first to upload photos of last year's anti-government protests has stopped posting updates. She said it's too dangerous now to do a phone interview, but she sent an email describing the current situation in Yangon.
The censorship board has warned all local news groups not to send out information or pictures to exile media groups. Our editors told us we will be sacked if we do it. On the 1st of September, one of the reporters in the Flower News Group was accused of sending news to the Irrawaddy exiled news group and was arrested by the police. Every internet cafe is being watched, and every 5 minutes police come up and check the computer saying, "What are you doing?" I've even been questioned by the police in my home.
The Burmese military has accused bloggers and the exile media of being a sky full of lies. The features editor at DVB, Kim Mao-so, says his reporters always try to get a comment from the military authorities, and they're always denied an interview.
How can they accuse us? Eh? We are biased. They always deny. They always refuse.
Despite the difficulties, Tulip, the Youth Speak producer, says she's hoping that someday DVB will have a station inside Burma, and she'll be proud to tell her parents she works in television. For The World, this is Rebecca Henschke on the Thai-Burma border.